844 16 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, May 28th. The session continues in Baton Rouge. Mike Boeheim joins us now, Louisiana State Representatives, to talk about some of the things going on, especially or specifically his bill regarding the Attorney General's Fugitive Apprehension Unit. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me your overall thoughts on the session and how it's progressing so far. And then we'll get to your bill.
Well, the good news is we're moving a lot of insurance bills on both property and automotive, which is, I know, a priority for all Louisianians, and hopefully we'll be able to get some relief through the enactment of these proposals. So that's one good thing. This has essentially been the insurance special session that a lot of folks thought we should have done from the beginning, which I also thought, but we've used this opportunity to really push through a lot of legislation that will make Louisiana a better market for national insurance companies to bring in additional competition and to hopefully offer policyholders greater alternatives and lower rates through competition.
Yeah, and just to be honest here, or to set expectations where they should be, you said you're moving a whole lot of bills, and then you use the word hopefully twice, and I'm not trying to, you know, stick anything to you, Mike. I'm just saying, generally speaking, this is not anything that's going to turn around in 6 months or anything, right, when it comes to homeowners or car insurance?
That's correct, but, you know, the industry has to review a lot of the bills we pass, mm-hmm. and I use the word hopefully as a precursor, because no one should ever guarantee anything.
I get that.
We live in a free market economy, but when we look at where we are on insurance compared to other states, and we're starting to fabricate some of our laws and our policies to reflect other states where their insurance rates aren't as high, there is that hope that and expectation, to be brutally honest, that this will help bring down rates, because we seem to be the worst in everything when it comes to insurance rates in the country. And I know part of that is geography. Part of that is, part of that is our laws. So that's what we're trying to take corrective actions on.
And it is two different things, right? When it comes to homeowners and when it comes to car, the car has to do with, or the auto insurance has to do with the, I guess, torts and the way the state looks at injuries, as opposed to homeowners insurance, which is a right. Take me through that, if you would, Mike.
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're pushing the fortified roof program even more aggressively. So that's going to help with a lot of the property. There are some changes we've made in the laws related to property insurance that hopefully will bring down some rates. Now, you're correct that a lot of the auto is let's be honest, it's ambulance chasing. Mm-hmm. And what we do to create an environment where there's a lot more transparency and medical records and other aspects of the tort law. The torts is something that I think puts us in a better position in the state and makes us comparable to other states related to their auto liability laws.
Let me ask it a different way, and I guess is what I was thinking about. For the tort environment to exist in Louisiana, for the attorneys, you call it ambulance chases, whatever it is that you see on TV, the constant commercials and billboards and everything else, this has to be a pretty lucrative industry for somebody, right? So I just wonder if that goes away, how do you determine what's in everybody's interest? You understand what I'm asking you? Because
no,
I just realized that.
Look, our Commissioner of Insurance, Tim Temple, who's been extremely active in the legislature. In fact, I joke with him, I call him Senator Temple because I see him in the legislature so often. Mm-hmm. But who's been very aggressive pushing through an insurance reform package. But with the they generally call it jackpot justice. Now, there are certain things that can be done to basically make it less. I know one of the things we just did was the Housley presumption, which is important because under the law, as the state Supreme Courts have applied it, was that it's been very broad, claiming, you know, where were you injured? Was the injury caused by the accident, or was it prior to the accident, just exacerbated by the accident? So,
wait, what is that name you're talking about?
The Housley presumption.
And tell me what that is, Mike.
Basically, that's related to whether you're presumed to have been injured either before the accident or was your injury caused by the accident.
But how would you prove if, for example, I guess I'm thinking, let me take a break, we'll pick it up when we come back.
Sure.
And I don't mean to get too far in the weeds here, but I'm just wondering if somebody gets rear-ended and they have, say, a chipped vertebra in their neck, I'm just picking something out of the air here, how would you prove that that didn't exist before, unless you examine their medical records? And is that a privacy concern?
That's one of the things we're doing. We're allowing for greater transparency of medical records.
We'll pick it up there when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9. And again, the only reason I'm asking is because somebody's got to be in favor of this. For as many complaints as I get about in lawyers' commercials and ads and insurance rates and everything else, somebody's going to be making a lot of money of this and be in favor of it, or else it wouldn't exist. 8:51 traffic, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Baham, Louisiana State Representative. Mike, I don't script interviews because sometimes I'll just follow where this takes me, and then from there I learn that and it leads me to somewhere else, and I got onto the Housley presumption, and we can get back to that if we have time. But we did invite you on to talk about the Fugitive Apprehension Unit and the bill that you, I guess, authored. Tell me about that and its importance when it comes to getting these escaped inmates back into custody, please.
I will, but I'm not scripted either, so let me just touch on the Housley.
Good. Okay, sure, absolutely. Okay.
Basically, it's a judicial ruling by a state Supreme Court that assumes injuries were caused by an accident without proof. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of the Housley presumption means you have to prove you were injured by the accident, that you just can't be a matter of, oh, well, I wasn't hurting before, now I'm hurting now. Well, you have to prove that the injury, you know, was caused by the accident.
For example, with a cracked vertebrae, the example I gave you, you could theoretically collect on that every 3 years, right? I mean, at what point does that kick in where insurance companies can go back and see what your history is or your medical history?
Well, that's, you know, that's why we have a transparency bill as well. So
okay.
we had a lot of bills through. We had a no pay, no play provision, $100,000 cap. You know, there are things related to damage recovery, depending on how much a party is responsible. But let's get back to the Fugitive Apprehension Unit,
okay,
because that is big with the recent escapes out of the Orleans Parish Prison. The FAU currently, while it exists, it doesn't exist in statute. What we're doing with this legislation is making it a permanent part of Louisiana's Department of Justice's crime-fighting arsenal, if you will. And the Fugitive Apprehension Unit was recently engaged with the capture of one of the 10 inmates from Orleans Parish Prison. Gary, let's see, what's his name?
I'll find it. I had it in front of me. Go ahead.
But,
keep going.
So this is something Gary Price.
Yeah.
Thank you. And this is something that helps particularly issues where you have jurisdiction problems, where the FAU can cross jurisdictional lines to apprehend someone who's being pursued by law enforcement, but their coverage, you know, doesn't go as far as it needs to. There are also some law enforcement agencies that don't have the resources to do this on their own. So the Department of Justice through the Attorney General's office will help supplement those resources.
So does this create the FAU, Mike, or did it exist on an ad hoc basis before?
It exists not under the law. It exists is just something that the attorney generals and previous AGs just implemented as
kind
a unit.
Stands up as
informally.
They need it.
But no. This has been this has existed for some time.
Okay.
But it hasn't been a part of recognized as part of Louisiana law, and this is something that makes it a permanent fixture within the Louisiana Department of Justice. Which, look, you could have an attorney general one day that's not Liz Merle, someone else that says, "Well, we don't want this anymore."
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could right now. They could just get rid of it. Now we're going to make it part of Louisiana statute. And that's why I brought this up, and I worked with Attorney General Murrell on it, and hopefully we've already seen where it's helped out agencies and played a role in capturing one of the escapees from the Orleans Parish Jail, and this is something that I think strengthens our crime-fighting resources in Louisiana.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll talk to you again before the session ends. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Skip Lambert of Lambert Zaney. It's National Maritime Month. We'll celebrate New Orleans maritime industry with Hugh Skip Lambert. Then we're going to talk with a professor of electrical engineering at LSU. A lot of us didn't know anything about ISOs or load sheds or anything before the weekend, but we'll discuss when we come back.